Hi, welcome to another episode of A World Gone Agile, 15 minutes of agile therapy to avoid project insanity. These are what we call our SIPs, our STEM, or stimulating, but we spell stimulating, S-T-E-M, stimulating information podcast. And we like to keep them short and brief so you can take one sip every day and kind of digest it, apply it, before just bombarding you with a new concept or taking you a little bit deeper into agile. We like to pull back everyday kind of banter about agile and talk about real life scenarios. Some of you may know I'm 30 years in the industry, 14 years in agile, and I now go around consulting, working with organizations, doing transformation. And this is not for the faint at heart. We're not just kind of the superficial agile ceremonies. We actually like to go deep in and go for the culture and corporate change and changing behaviors and attitudes and mindsets. And the reality of it, you can do that and it still can be fun. It can be a little bit jarring at times, but even through some of the most difficult times, I often say that's when we're about to make a breakthrough. So lean into your discomfort, something that if you go back throughout the archives of Technology Espresso, we've been saying that in many forms or fashion, lean into your discomfort. And we didn't actually invent that. I've got to give full credit to one of our original regulars on the show, Derek Brown. So I don't think we can't end the year without giving a shout out to Derek Brown. And hopefully we'll see and hear from him more in 2018 because he's out there making it happen. But all of that to set us up for today's SIP around agile. I'm actually, again, taking from real life clients. And I have a client to the point where we recalibrated agile throughout this year, kind of changed some mindsets, adjusted, made some people uncomfortable, and definitely transformed them from just doing agile to now having a whole mindset around agile. And very proud of them and telling them often what a great job they've done, what a great attitude that they had about the events. And that's really very important to me that when it comes to this whole agile transformation, it doesn't bother me at all that people have different perceptions. Maybe they've had different experiences. But as long as they stay open, that there are other ways, there's many different ways. And in fact, there's not anything that Agile can't do. I know that may sound crazy. People often approach me and say, well, can you do this type of project with Agile? Or our type of business? Can you do our type of business? And they want to find and want validation that there's something Agile can't do. Agile can do anything, but all you need is one, and I dare say one person that has already made up their mind that it can't do it, then you're absolutely right. You know the old saying about can. If you say you can't, you're right. You can't because your mind isn't open. That's the hardest thing for me to deal with as a coach, is that we very early on have to identify the people that aren't trying to open their mind to agile and won't open their mind to agile. So, but that's not the topic in itself actually today. But I set all of that up to say is that this group that did just a great job of just, you know, in some ways drinking from a fire hose, came in at the end of last year, beginning of this year, did an assessment, and we had some big disconnects, and some of them were at the top of the food chain, management still having a waterfall approach and wanting statuses and still evaluating people individually, not as the team, sneaking work in, not respecting the team boundaries. Had some very new agile scrum masters who their concept of being a servant leader was if your product owner gave you more work, instead of setting boundaries with your product owner, instead what they did is they jumped in and they helped do the work. So they never said no or pushed back. It was just easier for them. And in some cases, they didn't make their team work long hours or late or weekends. They worked long hours and weekends. So the team seemed to be fine and adjusted to Agile. But I had Scrum Masters dead set for major burnout. So that's a prime example where you're doing Agile and all good spirit, trying to do the right thing and taking things sometimes literally like servant leader. But that doesn't mean the servant leader has to be the doormat for either the product owner, just because it's under the, you know, just trying to protect your team. The real issue here was having some very hard conversations with the product owner and really just pulling the product owner in and partly selling them on the concept that as a good steward, one of the things I often say is that the product owner's job is to be a good steward of the company's resources. Well, those company resources are also human resources. And when you're treating your Scrum Master as your almost your gopher, go get me this, go get me that, I want this, I want that, that's not being a good steward because, again, they're set for burnout. So all of that said, one of the things that I want to leave you with as well is this team. We are doing our end of the year evaluation, and one of the things that we said was that we're getting ready to set up guilds, and I'm very excited about that. But I can tell you, when we brought them all together, we did a SWOT, which was a analysis using strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And then we came back and made some recommendations for some changes. They were so crushed. That's how I would describe their initial reaction. And their response was, what did we do wrong? We thought we did everything we needed and that things are much better than they were last year. So why more changes? And this, again, reminded me, you know, again, people see change as painful. Now, in the world of Agile, and this is one thing that Agile and Six Sigma have in common, it's continuous process improvement. So as much progress we made last year, guess what? We're going to take this to the next level. And sometimes it's hard to see the next level, but the whole concept of going from good to great. So I, as a consultant and as a coach and working closely with leadership, one of the things is making sure and reminding ourselves from time to time that what we think is exciting and great and taking things to the next level. To those who are doing the day-to-day work, those that are on the ground, those that make up the team, it still sometimes feels like a punishment when you say, we're going to shake up things for the better, but we're going to shake up things. So you've got to, and I have to go back to a book that in the last couple of series I've been referring to, Tribal Unity. And one of my big takeaways is over-communicate. As leaders, even though you think you've said it, you think they've heard it, you think they've understood it, say it again. And in this case, it's praise. Praise them, over-praise them, communicate praise, visually show them praise. Let it be something that they hear, that you're not being punished. We acknowledge that you all have the capacity and the potential, and together we're going to continue to take this to the next level. So taking teams from good to great. That's today's SIP. Thanks to all my Agilists. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.